Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
A lot of exciting news from Poolbeg in the past week. Jeremy Skillington joins us now to talk us through it. Starting with this morning news, Jeremy, I understand you've received word late on Friday that you have been granted FDA orphan drug designation for POLB001. Now, can you give us an overview of what orphan drug designation is and what are its key benefits?
Yeah, listen, thanks. Terrific news. Absolutely terrific news for Poolbeg. It's late on Friday. Nice way to start the weekend and obviously getting the news out this morning. Very exciting. So the FDA grants orphan drug status to support development of medicines for rare disorders. And those are, you know, disorders affecting less than 200,000 people in the US. So it provides Poolbeg, you know, several advantages, I guess, you know, from our clinical and, you know, development and commercialization. You get 7 years of US market exclusivity following regulatory approval of the drug itself. You get waiver exemptions of the Prescription Drug User Fee Act application fees. So that's about $2 million worth. And then you get potential tax credits for qualifying clinical trials. So a number of benefits, which certainly helps kind of the, you know, smaller companies. But as I say, targeting these rare disorders and incentivizing companies to go after treatments for these rare disorders.
So what does this mean for POLB001 and a prospective partner then?
Yeah, we believe it kind of significantly enhances its commercial appeal. As I mentioned earlier on, the kind of market exclusivity is is a key driver here. Prospective partners will be delighted, you know, to see that, you know, should this drug be approved, that there'll be exclusivity on the market, so they can kind of move forward there. So delighted, as I said, to be updating our prospective partners on this very positive news. And I mean, the challenge is, you know, POLB001, we have it kind of in line, beginning clinical trials later this year for, you know, treating cytokine release syndrome, you know, that occurs in, you know, following treatment of cancer immunotherapies. And we're looking for a preventative. This is going to be a preventative therapy. So what happens right now is patients, you know, these are typically, you know, as an example, multiple myeloma patients come into these specialist cancer centers to receive their bispecific antibody. As an example, I say they have to stay there for an extended period of time just in case cytokine release syndrome develops. So our goal is to have a prevention so that they kind of have take our drug at home and then come into the specialist cancer, you know, clinic to get their bispecific, and then they can, you know, potentially go home as well afterwards. You know, so it actually streamlines the process a lot. It's better for the patients, you know, preferring to be in a hospital setting, but it's better for the healthcare system as well. There's the burden of, you know, having these extended stay patients. Will be reduced. And as I say, as a prevention, I think we've done independent market analysis looking at what this looks like, what this could look like. And it's, you know, greater than a $10 billion market. The cancer immunotherapy space is growing. That's both bispecifics and CAR-Ts. And as I say, CRS is an issue and as such a growing issue. So as I said, we see that we're going to reduce this healthcare burden. It'll be better for the patients, for the physicians, for the nurses, et cetera. So fantastic opportunity. And as I say, looking forward to discussing this with prospective partners as we advance our clinical trial.
So can you give us an overview of what value inflection points we might be able to expect for POLB001?
Yeah, happy to do that. It's going to be a very busy year ahead for Poolbeg. We've been working quite hard, you know, the last several months and, you know, onto a year to kind of get this, you know, CRS clinical trial up and running. So we're expecting to have our first patient dosed in the second half of this year, 2025. And I said that will be in patients. So this is a 2A trial in multiple myeloma patients. And good discussions with pharma companies. Yeah, you know, they're excited about the approach, but they want to see it in patients. Let's see how the patient will respond to this drug. So as I say, this will be an open label, single arm clinical trial, twice daily dosing of POLB001 while they get their step up dosing and ultimate dosing of the bispecific antibody. And we're going to do this in 30 patients, 30 multiple myeloma patients. And we've reached out to a lot of physicians, a lot of key opinion leaders, and some leading myeloma docs have expressed interest in, you know, helping us participate in this trial. So it gives us great endorsement that there's a great interest in this trial to get kind of started and seeing what benefits benefits that POLB001 has on these patients. And I think from our standpoint, further endorsement is that there's strong indications from big pharma companies that they will give us the necessary bispecific antibody to assist or help us run this trial, because we want to ensure that we're kind of reducing CRS, following the administration of the bispecific antibody. And currently, that's about 70% of patients develop CRS. So we're hoping to prevent that, from starting in the first place. And then as the trial progresses, we'll have interim analysis data in the first half of next year, and then we'll have the top line data in the second half, H2 of next year. So again, as I say, it's a nice momentum we're building here for this particular trial. And obviously, we'll be updating the market for all of our activities going forward.
Now, viewers here will know, Jeremy, that last week Poolbeg raised conditionally £4.865 million. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that raise, how it was put together, and what you plan to use the proceeds for?
Yeah, I mean, again, as I say, on the back of the fundraise, we have this orphan drug designation. So, nice bit of momentum for Poolbeg. The team's working exceptionally hard to kind of achieve these milestones. But, as you're probably aware, and people are probably aware, very challenging conditions for the biopharma farming, financing market right now. So, again, we've conditionally raised, £4.865 million. And again, as I say, it's great endorsement, I think, for the Poolbeg team, for the Poolbeg strategy. And as I say, this is subject to approval, obviously, in the forthcoming general meeting. But we were very happy with our discussions with investors. And I think they kind of understood our ambitions. But I think importantly, I mean, it's a nice sum of money to begin with, but it's on top of our existing cash balance. That was 6.2 million at the end of March. So that gives us a very nice runway, as I say, to generate these key value inflection points in this, these clinical trials we've got planning. We've got plans coming up. And as I say, this will take us financial runway into 2027. So I think that kind of gives us that, we can remain focused now on the execution of the clinical trials. And, I spoke already about the POLB001, to treat or prevent CRS in cancer immunotherapy. We also have another clinical trial. We're about to start again later this year in the coming months. And this is an oral GLP-1 clinical trial. So again, GLP-1s have been in the news, nonstop for the last several years, their potential to treat obesity. So majority of these drugs are given by injection. So we've got an oral encapsulated version of this that we're going to, kind of take into the clinic very shortly, but then have top line data in the first half of next year for a very quick, rapid clinical trial. So we're looking at safety, tolerability, and essentially the pharmacodynamics. Does the drug work? Does it impact, the patient is able to metabolize? And we're looking at glucose as a marker. So we're looking at 20 obese patients, going to be run at the University of Ulster. We've got a fantastic principal investigator, Professor Carel LaRue, who's very well regarded in the metabolic medicine space. And, as I mentioned, there's one drug on the market that's given orally right now with 1% bioavailability. So that's 1% of drug gets into the patient's systemic circulation. So certainly improvements are needed. And we're looking forward to, as I say, seeing the data from this clinical trial to see if we can achieve that key improvement that's required.
So you've got plenty going on by the sounds of it. Anything else you want to tell the audience about?
Yeah, I mean, we can wrap up here, I think, but just very pleased to get that orphan drug designation. A lot of these things, a lot of work in the background, a lot of discussions, a lot of, preparation for the applications, etc. So again, the team, I just want to thank the Poolbeg team, have done a fantastic job in that regard. As I said, that's like the research and the clinical and regulatory team. And then on the other side, the fundraise was, again, a tremendous amount of work from our, finance side of the house. Again, people are working very hard to achieve our goals, to achieve our ambitions, and obviously drive shareholder value. So just want to appreciate, a thank you to the team for both of those key milestones right now. So as I said, from a Poolbeg standpoint, we're in great shape. We're ready to go. And as I say, looking forward to getting these clinical trials, started, and then the data coming out. Looking forward to seeing the data.
So lots of positive momentum from Poolbeg there. Thanks for talking to us today, Jeremy.
Appreciate that. Appreciate your time.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.